superstition. I have stalked through the world since the beginning of time and will continue on into the mists of the future. In his stupidity, man blames me with circumstances which are his own doing, thus placing himself in my debt. But there is always a time when the debt must be paid. Christmas dinner in Samoa. How vastly different from your holidays in Heidelberg, eh, Kremling?
Yeah, Doctor. But I count myself fortunate to be here under your guidance. When I left Heidelberg, I had no idea that I would have the privilege of assisting such a noted physician.
Yes, they have been kind to me here. But I'd chuck it all for a 6 months' leave of absence, my boy. The romance of the island is all right for youth. But I'm beginning to need some real weather. Snow, icy winds.
You can say that. With Samoa's beauty all around you.
You bet I can. Here I see I have the wishbone from our turkey. You may think me an old fool, Kremling, but I'm going to wish on it.
Do you know how that superstition originated?
Are you going to deprive me of my pet belief, Kremling?
Oh, your superstition may have power, Doctor, but that is because of centuries of concentrated thought on the wishbone.
Centuries?
Yeah. It began with the Persians. It seems that the son of a mighty king swallowed a fishbone and was choking to death. When the court physician had the presence of mind to pull it from his throat, the bone broke, leaving a fragment. But since the larger piece was out, the smaller bone was easily washed down with wine.
I see.
The king was so grateful that he gave his physician the opportunity to wish for anything, and he would receive it. Hence the superstition. He who gets the longer end of a wishbone also gets his wish.
Uh-huh. Does Heidelberg disillusion all its students, huh?
No, far be it. Come, let's wish on the bone and see who shall win.
Fine. Here. Careful now, it's a bit greasy. Pull. My boy, I have the longer end. I won my wish.
Yeah, and I don't have to be a mind reader to know that you wished for a leave of absence.
Right you are, Kremling, right you are.
While we're waiting for the magic to work for you, I'll tell you of a time when wishing on a similar bone caused disaster.
Disaster?
Yeah. Let us leave this golden sunshine and blue lagoon and enter a tiny beer garden in Heidelberg. It is filled with students from the university. And I was there with one of my best friends, Fritz Cronin. We were philosophizing about love and life in general, and celebrated our brief escape from the university with steins of foaming beer and plates of chicken. I was concentrating on the feast before us. Oh, but Fritz only had eyes for the third member of our party, Elsa, an entertainer at the garden.
Ach, Elsa Liebchen, what makes you so beautiful?
With all the beer and chicken you had, Fritz, the whole world must seem beautiful tonight.
Nein, I have eaten nothing. Kremling is the one who has cleared the place.
I'll vouch for that, Elsa. He has had eyes for nothing but you. And during your solo, he filled himself with beer, drinking to you.
Kremling is right, mein Lieber. I live on my love for you.
Ach, hush, Fritz, you must not say such things.
Not say such things when the moon is high on the scent of blossoms in the breeze?
To say nothing of beer and Wiener Schnitzel, yeah?
Fritz und Kremling, one the dreamer, the other the realist. No wonder you are such good friends.
And speaking of friends, here comes an enemy, Fritz.
Who?
Hauser.
Donnerwetter, that troublemaker. Scowling like a bear, too.
Ah, I think he's had too much to drink. A goat, if there ever was.
Who is this popular gentleman?
One of the students at the university, Liebchen. Rather noted as a duelist, and always looking for a fight.
Ach, I hope he doesn't come to our table.
Unfortunately, he is. Has his eye on you, Elsa.
Oh, Hauser, what are you doing here tonight?
Why shouldn't I be here?
Are you and Cronin the only privileged ones at Heidelberg?
Evidently not, if we are to judge by the crowd of students here. Don't let us keep you, Hauser.
Nein, I think I will stay. The company is a little low, but I like the Fräulein here.
If you so dislike the surroundings, Hauser, I would suggest that you seek your own kind.
What?
Ach, please, Fritz, Kremlin. See, there is a wishbone left on the plate.
Why, yeah. That's one thing you didn't eat, Kremlin.
Yeah, I do manage to leave the bones.
Elsa, will you wish on the bone with me?
Why, yes, Fritz, I will...
Fräulein Elsa will wish on the bone with me.
See here, Hauser. You weren't invited to join us, you know.
Yeah, I know. Neither was I introduced to the Fräulein. But I shall overlook your bad manners if Elsa will break the bone with me.
The Fräulein will do nothing of the sort.
What?
Ach, Fritz, don't.
Careful, Fritz.
I am not going to allow Hauser to bully Elsa as he does the students. I will wish on the bone with you, Hauser, and I will get my wish.
You'll get your wish, eh? Well, we'll see. Catch hold.
I am ready. I told you, I have the longer end. I have won my wish.
He has won.
You cheated me, Cronin. You held the bone so as to get the longer end.
Why do you say that?
Don't be ridiculous, Hauser. After all, what is a wishbone? I stake my wish on more than that.
And I say that you deliberately cheated me. Listen, you students of Heidelberg. Cronin is a cheat.
Hauser, you're drunk.
Drunk am I? And what has Cronin to say? My glove.
Hauser, you struck Fritz.
Don't worry, Lieschen. He is drunk, you see.
Yeah, this is fine. I'll see that he's taken care of.
Afraid to fight, Cronin? I don't blame you. To fight over Elsa, the Liebchen of the beer garden.
I will kill you for that, Hauser.
Oh, Fritz!
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Fritz. I'll have him thrown out.
Nein, he has gone too far. To use the Fräulein's name like that. Tomorrow, Hauser, at dawn.
Oh. Good. I've been wanting to get at you for a long time, Cronin. We'll dispense with formalities.
You can't do this. You can't.
Tomorrow at dawn.
Oh, but Fritz. Oh, Fritz. How cold it is. How dreary. Must you continue with this foolishness?
You should not have come, Elsa. Kremlin should know better than to bring you.
Yeah, Kremlin brought me because he has a heart instead of a lump of ice. Oh, Fritz Liebchen, forget your honor. Think of me.
It is because of you that I am here.
Oh, can't I make you see?
Oh, Kremlin.
Yeah, Fritz. Elsa, come with me. Stay in the car until it's over.
Oh, Kremlin, I am afraid for him. He is so changed.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, Elsa. It isn't a fight to the death, you know. They will merely draw blood.
Oh, you mean swords?
Yeah, it is the custom. Here comes Hauser now.
Oh, already. Go then, go to Fritz. He needs you. I shall go on alone.
Kremlin.
Coming, Fritz.
Hauser is here. We are about to choose weapons.
Yeah, and I can assure you, there will be no cheating about this.
Your performance last night was a disgrace to the university, Hauser. At least... give this occasion the dignity it demands.
Dignity? Are you ready, Cronin?
Quite ready.
Then, on guard.
Kremlin!
Elsa, I thought you went to the car.
Oh, I couldn't stay there while Fritz is fighting.
Touché!
Ah! Fritz is wounded! His shoulder is bleeding.
They'll stop now. First blood, you know.
Oh, but they're not stopping. Hauser is forcing Fritz back.
Oh!
My God! He's running through!
Ah!
It is all right. Kremlin, no scandal. Because of Elsa. Elsa. Ich liebe dich.
Oh, Fritz.
Ich liebe dich.
So Fritz Cronin died for love, eh?
Yeah, doctor. He died even though he got the longer end of the wishbone. The affair was hushed up, but Hauser shot himself soon after. So they both lost.
I see. And Elsa?
Still in Heidelberg, I think. In the beer garden. Their romance passed her by.
Youth. Lost ecstasies and all over a wishbone. Oh, what's this? A boy bringing a cablegram.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here you are, son. News from home, Doctor?
And what news, Kremling? I have a year's leave of absence, and you are to fill my place while I'm gone.
What?
Yes. You see, the wishbone superstition was right in this instance. I have my wish.
Yeah, but so have I.
What do you mean?
I wished for a chance to advance in this work, and I certainly have it by taking your place.
Why, what do you think of that?
Oh, in this case, superstition pleased both of us.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?
Thank you.